And now, another one of those sweethearts that walk on this earth, one of the sweetest people that I think I've ever encountered in my life. And I told her earlier, as I told Kimberly too, I really think that this thought pattern is going to stay nice and pure as long as God keeps sending people in like our speaker today, our Jody. Jody. Yay.
Hello. I was a little worried. I thought, oh no, everybody found something else to do on 12-12-12. I came in, it was a little sparse. So, yay, Dave. Thank you for coming. Thank you guys for coming. Thanks for coming tonight. I feel like I'm going to tell a secret now because I just wish there was more people to share this with. But I guess if we all went and told maybe just one other person, we could get the group bigger of kind of what I want to share with you tonight. And so it all started on, it didn't all start, but on November 10th, we had Angel Touch here. And that happened to also be the day that Ray passed away. And it just so happened that I had talked to Millie. And funny thing is that a little bit before, like a couple days before that, I was standing in my bathroom and I thought, gee, I hope Millie asks me to talk again sometime, you know, sometime soon, because I feel like I have something to say. And then, like, the next day or the couple days later, she called, you know, honey, I need to schedule you for a talk. Yay! So that was the first God story in the layer upon layer upon layer of the God stories that I have to share. And I hope I can, what time do I have, when do I have to stop?
9 o'clock.
Yay!
10 to 20 minutes.
Okay, I'll try. Okay, so that was, November 10th, and I started thinking about what I wanted to talk about then, and I was like thinking, well, maybe I'll go, you know, the shift is coming up, right? So everybody's talking about the shift and 1221, and we've heard Patty Walsh talking about it actually for a long time. I remember being over at Swedenborg, and she was talking about the shift, and she had been talking about it longer than I've been around, probably. And so I was thinking about the shift, and I thought, well, maybe I'll go and see what I can, like, read about the shift, you know, and see what information feels right. And then I got to thinking, well, maybe I'll just do what Millie does and not read anything else except for the Bible and then see what comes through there. And then I just figured out tonight, because it's kind of hard to get quiet time in today's world, and I seem to have filled my life with really lots of things, so I've been challenged to find my quiet time. But it's been interesting the way God's been throwing everything at me, and I just realized it tonight, how much information has come to me through all of you and through other friends of mine and just from things that I've heard since that day. One of the things that that's come since that day was the particle accelerator in Geneva, Switzerland, CERN, everybody who knows about the particle accelerator, okay? So quantum physics, they're trying to figure out what is it that's holding everything together? Because even in the tiniest particle, there's still space, you know? And scientists are like, okay, but what's the space made up of? What's holding this stuff together if there's space in between it? You know, I'm simplifying quantum physics to a wee, wee, wee. Okay, so that's just the touching the surface of quantum physics. But what they did was, you know, these scientists, they study the particles to try to break it apart and see what it's made of. Well, they just now started talking about what they figured out what it is. And Vinny, what's the scientific name that they have for it? The field? The God particle. Boson Higgs field. So essentially, again, oversimplified, it's this field that the particles, when they pass through it, it gives them mass. So the scientists have figured out that there's this invisible field, and it helps create mass. So they call it the God particle. So I thought that was pretty interesting, you know? So here's Millie always dreams of science and religion kind of, you know, meeting together in the middle, and we get closer and closer and closer. And for me, that was just, I remember calling Millie and telling her, that's the guard particle. So there was that. So that's happened. So I'm just going to skip around because I have so much to talk about. And I wanted to talk about, I just have a couple of notes really quickly. Okay. I talked a while about who we really are, like, who are you really? And, you know, so now we're these light bodies living, we're light living in a flesh body. We're spiritual beings having a physical experience, right? So everybody's on board with that piece of it. But I got to thinking today, because of all the stuff that has been coming my way, and I'm humming at 100 miles an hour, maybe one of the reasons why we have to forget when we come here is because if we knew who we really are, we'd just explode. We would just spontaneously combust. I feel like I'm going to blow out of my skull right now because of all the spiritual truths and all the love and all the feelings that are kind of, you know, stirring up since I've been thinking about the shift. So that's one thought that I had. So Patty Walsh says that talking about her, the shift that she talks about, because there's a lot of different ones out there, but I remember about Patty, she said it's like every 60,000 years. Is that about right? Do I have it right? Okay, so let's just say it's every 60,000 years, and we're supposed to have the opportunity to raise our vibrations enough and raise our level of evolvement enough to kind of ascend maybe to a different crest, right, maybe a new place for mankind, maybe. So I went to Washington and visit my friend Rita Gray, our friend Rita Gray. And so we'll skip over to that. Okay. So I knew that I was going to have a great trip. You're going to go to Rita's house. You're going to have a great time. But when I got there, she said, hey, maybe you want to do this thing. And it's this film that's happening where they're going to talk about John of God. Have you ever heard of John of God?
Yes.
Okay. And I thought, well, I know I've heard the name, but tell me again, who's John of God? So it's this guy that lives in Brazil, and he's been healing since he was in second grade. He dropped out of second grade, if that's possible to do, and started healing people because apparently that was his gift. And this guy has millions of people have come to the CASA and been healed by this man, okay? So that leads me to my next thing, which is, you know, Jesus pretty much said, and Millie always says this, I don't know why everybody focuses on all the other stuff, but Jesus said we could do everything that he did and more. Everything. So I'll talk about a couple of the things that Jesus did. Some men brought him a paralyzed boy on a mat. When Jesus saw their faith, he said to the sick boy, cheer up, son, for I have forgiven your sins. And then he gets criticized for it, you know. And the boy jumps up and leaves. So now Jesus is healed. There's one guy that he healed, right? Here's another one. A leader of a local synagogue came and fell down before Jesus, pleading him to heal his daughter. She's at the point of death, he said in desperation. Please come and place your hands on her and make her live. Jesus went with him, and the crowd thronged behind. And in the crowd was a woman who had been sick for 12 years with a hemorrhage. She had suffered much from many doctors through the years and had become poor from paying them and was no better, but in fact was worse. She had heard all about the wonderful miracles Jesus did, and that is why she came up behind him through the crowd and touched his clothes. And for she thought to herself, if I can just touch his clothing, I'll be healed. And sure enough, as soon as she had touched him, the bleeding stopped, and she knew she was well. So one of the things they said in this John of God, for the people who were going to go see John and God, is, you know, you have to do at least 50%, you know. The energies, the entities, the spirits, the healers, whatever you want to call these light bodies that work with John of God, you know, they say we could do up to 75%. But, you know, there's something in here that has to happen in order for us to actually believe that this can occur. So now here is painting the picture of, you know, if you believe it, you're going to get well. And there's been a lot of studies scientifically now where the power of positive thought boosts your immune system. That scientists are seeing that people are healing themselves. We've seen a lot of healings at this church through the corner of the world. We just heard about Chewy, you know, and it's only going to get better. So, you know, now, so here's this guy over in Brazil doing a lot of the stuff that Jesus did. Yet, how come not everybody, why aren't people flocking to this town, you know? Or better yet, why aren't more people doing this, working with healing? Let's see. Some men came carrying a paralyzed man on a sleeping mat. They tried to push the crowd to Jesus, but they couldn't reach him. So they went up on the roof above him, and they took some tiles, and they lowered the sick man down into the crowd, still on the sleeping mat right in front of Jesus. Seeing their faith, Jesus said to the man, "My friend, your sins are forgiven." And then the Pharisees, obviously, they start criticizing him, so I'll skip over that part. I, the Messiah, have the authority on earth to forgive sins, but talk is cheap. Anyone can say that, so I'll prove it to you by healing this man. So there was a few times, and we talk about, you know, it's not up to us to ask for proof, but, you know, I guess Jesus was lucky enough to be able to be that good at it that he could say, look, fine, I'll prove it to you. Let's see. Then there's stories. There's a lot of stories in here. There's one story about how he goes to a town and these leaders of these towns bring out their sick children and Jesus heals these sick children. So this John of God guy has gotten persecuted kind of similarly. And I guess he went to a town and the mayor was trying to kick him out. And John of God says, "Well, isn't your daughter ill?" And he says, "Well, yeah." And he says, "Well, you know, bring her to me." And so then he heals the guy's daughter. And now the whole town is like protecting John of God. So maybe we did learn something from history, right? They didn't run him out of town and string him up on a tree or anything like that. So they said that sometimes people have experienced healings just by watching this movie. And the gal who gave the presentation had just gotten back from her trip 2 weeks prior to the CASA, and she had her own experiences, and she shared those with us. And she brought back some water from there that had been, you know, blessed in the CASA, and everybody got to drink a little bit of the water. So it was a really healing and really amazing experience just to know that there's healings like this going on in the world. And it was very inspiring to think, you know, we really can do this. We really can do everything he said and more. So the same day that we had Angel Touch and the same day that I found out I was going to talk, and I put it up on Facebook in the church family, and Donna Larson said, "Oh, on 12-12-12, there's this meditation," you know, and she sent me the link, and it's called The Master Shift. TheMasterShift.com, and it was a global unity meditation event that happened at 6:30 tonight. And I know Donna did it, I did it. Did anybody else get a chance to do it? Yay! So that had layer upon layer of amazing stuff happen. But the fact that there's so many people that are, you know, willing to sit down. Donna and I were talking about how can we find out how many people participated in that event. And in the promotional film for that, they talk about the intention experiments of focusing on reducing the crime rate in Washington, D.C. And so they do the intention experiment, and the crime rate goes down. They measure the crime, and the crime goes down. So it's been proven. You can look up anything about intention experiments or master shift. There's a lot of different groups out there that do this kind of meditation and intention. So there's that. There's all these people coming together. And so then I've been, for the past few years, I've been thinking about this idea that, because everybody talks about seeing colors, and Millie will say, don't you see the color coming out of that person's mouth? And somebody else says, oh, I see your aura, it's beautiful, or, you know, I see these colors with you. And I can see it in my mind's eye. I don't really see it with my physical eyes. But one of the things that did, a thought that occurred to me was that if we were in our light bodies and we stood back in the cosmos and looked at the Earth from way, way back, and look at the colors that are in the Earth, and thoughts are color. So we would want to focus on growing the patches of color, right? And eventually, like, overcome the little dark spots of color. So when that meditation, and the meditation's still up now, it's up, and it'll stay up. So I encourage you to go and just check it out and see. I mean, it's non-denominational. You don't have to do anything. You don't have to know how to meditate. You could drive in your car and listen to it. You do not have to sit there and hold your hands up. But it's a beautiful concept that they share. And at the through the whole thing, they're talking about these colors. And they said, imagine this bright white light and what that means. And imagine this purple light and its love and this crimson light. And they go through all these colors and they say, now turn that into a crayon and put that crayon in your pocket. And then at the end of the meditation, they say, okay, now there's a book next to you. Get out the book. And it's a picture of the Earth. Now remember your crayons. Now get out your crayons. And then color the whole Earth with white first, and then let the white absorb in and dissolve all the borders. And then you just take each color and infuse the world with each one of those colors. And the idea just brought me to tears. God brings you these truths. And, you know, if you knock, 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 and finally, if you pay enough attention, you'll get it. And so that blew me away. And that's when I started to feel like my brain was oozing out of my ears and my head was going to explode because, you know, and when we're up here and we're message bearing, and I always call it pulling a Patty because we're crying because there's so much love. What do you do with all of it? You're going to explode. Cry, cry, laugh, laugh, explode, explode. And it felt like all of those things happened since November 10th, okay? And, oh, my gosh, and Ray. Now let's talk about Ray. First of all, we have a parking spot in the yellow on the yellow curb that Donna said was there. Yeah! Ray's favorite color is yellow. Just now, Ray is our friend that's left the body. Just, all right, so he's now free of a physical body. He's got his light body. We love Ray. And I know that at his memorial, everybody talked about how he would say, oh, we're going to have a road show. It's going to be a healing road show, you know? And I guess I didn't have a whole lot of conversations with him maybe for the past year. Just, you know, mwah, hello, kiss you, love you. And then we're both doing our own things. But there was a few times that I went and sat with him, and we talked about stuff. And he said to me, and I remember, and I could hear his voice, he said, I'm going to be doing something, I'm going to be doing something with healing. And it's not just me. And he named several people, probably everybody in this church, because like attracts like, you know. And he said, it's going to take us all over the world. Mm-hmm. And I'm going to be teaching people how to do this. And then here comes the global meditation. Now, how could Ray go? I mean, what better way for Ray to go global? You know? He could have been, it could be a road show, but this is even better. And then I realized that I had all of a sudden started thinking about Madonna's Ray of Light album. And then I was like, oh, of course, it's Ray of Light. So I really feel strongly that Ray is in here saying, look, this is it. You know, this is what he was talking about, you know. This is the shift that's coming, you know. And it's not about anything except for love. And specifically, it's about healing. It's about healing. It's about believing and having the faith that we can be healed. And sometimes healing doesn't look like how you want it to look, you know. And I had a friend who was only, how old was Ed? 43, 44. And he got lung cancer. He thought he bruised his rib skiing. And then he found out he was in stage 4 lung cancer. And he was dead 6 months later. Well, his body was dead. He's not dead. We know that. But the experience that I had with healing with that was, his wife said, come over and work healing on Ed. And she wanted so badly for him to get better. And everything he did was for her. He knew. He could feel that it was his time. And but he did everything. He did the chemo. He drank all the crazy shakes. He, you know, ate all the weird meals that she'd draw food, whatever she tried to shove down his throat. He did his best to eat it and save face for her. And it was a beautiful thing. And Patty Walsh and Hallie, didn't you go with me a couple of times? And Jerry Lewis came. And I said, God, this is your chance to prove that healing works. This is your chance, you know, prove to me healing works. Well, he didn't prove to me that healing works by saving Ed's life. But, you know, I came to Millie and I said, it didn't work, you know? And she said, you know, honey, sometimes the healing doesn't look like what you think it should look like, you know? So maybe you were helping him prepare for what he was going to do on the other side. Maybe there was some scrubbing that he needed to do while he sat in that bed and before he took that final step, you know? It's not us. It's not up to us to decide how the healing works, but we have to know that it works. And there's people out there who are fine examples of how healing works. You know, the extreme and really, really tangible example is over there in Brazil. My brasileiras, they know what I'm talking about. Why do we think they're attracted? Why do we think we have so many Brazilians here? You know, there's so many more spiritual churches in Brazil, yeah? 20%. And a lot of the people who are Catholic also go to the spiritual churches too, I heard, you know? Because it's kind of the same thing. We have a lot of people who from Catholicism can come over here and buy into it because of the angels and because of the saints, a little bit easier. But then there's the examples of what we do here at this church, you know, and how many people here have worked with the healing. Wednesdays, Sundays. So, you know, all of you guys have your own experiences of how healing works for you, how healing feels for you, and your own feedback about how people have given you feedback about what they felt when they sat in your chairs, or what you felt when you sat in other people's chairs. It's real, and it's tangible, and it works. And I really feel strongly with all my heart and soul that that is what this shift is supposed to be. It's about healing us, healing ourselves on the inside, and then looking outside and sending love and compassion to everybody around us. And holding that intention that everybody else is doing the same thing, you know? And it doesn't always have to be, it doesn't have to be one day at one time. How are we not doing this every single day, you know? How is this such a secret? And how is it that, like Millie says, it's free? People would, if we charge money, people really would be lined up around the door for this. But we don't, and it's free. And people who it's right for come here, you know, and they get the healings, or they go wherever they go and they get their healings. You know, they could go to John of God, or they could go to another church and be healed in whatever way they're healed. But I just feel really strongly that the shift is about us healing ourselves and healing each other. So grow your colors, cultivate those crayons. Go, if you really, I encourage you to go and read that meditation, but if nothing else, just focus on the fact that we really are like raising our vibration. There's so many people in this world that are so on board with this. Don't think for 1 minute that not one person or one group like us couldn't make a difference. So healing, 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 love, love, love. It's a great time of year to be practicing and to pay attention. And give me your feedback. Tell me your miracles. I'd love to hear them in the next days, weeks, months, years, whatever. And thank you so much for coming so I could tell you my story. Yay!